Time to play a Liar Liar for the second last time ever.
Liar Liar on 5FM.
And our second last victim, Sam Gelo. Hello, friend.
How's it, Pubsy? How's it, Pixie?
Hey, honey.
We're well, homie. How are you?
But I'm glad I'm the second to last person to do this. I've been listening for 9 years, so I'm finally online.
My man, welcome. Where are you listening from right now?
Rhodes University.
Ah, shout out.
G-Vegas, what's happening?
Hey, boy.
Do me a favor. Tomorrow afternoon, after our last show, go to the Rat for a beer for us.
For you, Defos.
Please.
You Defos.
Please, photograph and send it to us on Instagram or something.
Will do.
All right. Three questions, Sam Gelo. We're going to start with Kimmy while Fix sorts out whoever's at her door.
Yeah, sorry. Let me just chase them away.
Kimmy, ask us
a thing. Sam Gelo, there's an April Fool's joke where a guy managed to fake the eruption of a volcano.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he obviously didn't do it in jail. So, like, he must have just, like, came up with a story and said this thing's erupting and then a newspaper picked it up. What do you think, dude?
That would be an intense April Fool's joke.
It would, right?
That would be too intense.
Yeah. Okay, what are you going with? I'm going to go with you.
Fix it.
I don't know if she's back from sorting out. Oh, she's back.
I'm going. No, I'm here. Abby here. Chase them away. I'm going with true.
Going with true. Okay, Sam Gelo, what are you going with?
Timmy has a tendency of rope-a-doping as well, so let's go for true.
Going for true. I'm going to go for false, just to be chacharach today. Kimmy, what is it?
It is true, my dudes. Well done.
How did
Sam Gelo knows me too well. Yeah, it was a guy called Porky Bicker, and he was so dedicated to April Fool's jokes that in 1974, he flew all the way to a volcano, a dormant volcano in Alaska, and set tires on fire so that the smoke was black.
No.
And the Coast Guard and everyone thought the volcano had become active.
Was erupting. What a what a Afrikaans word for a box.
Yo.
That's unnecessary, anyway. That is. Don't scare us like that. Volcanoes are not funny. All right, you're on the board, Sam Gelo. Fixie, what's question two?
Okay.
All right, question two for you. Oh, come on. Where did you go? And it's such a goodie. Okay, here it is. The Bronx Zoo have an exhibition of the most dangerous animal in the world, and it's actually a picture of Donald Trump. True or false?
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
What do you think, dude? I mean, humans, we are the most dangerous animal in the world, but do you think they would have...
He did give us a rap 4 years.
Exactly.
So, only four.
For the sake and for the banter, I'll say true.
Going true. I'm going to go true as well. Two trues. Kim?
False.
Two trues and a false.
Kim
Fixie.
Going with false. It is 100% false. But it should be true. But in 1963, the Bronx Zoo had an exhibit called The Most Dangerous Animal in the World, and it was actually a mirror.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There it is.
How
you.
About that?
You are it, the most dangerous creature that exists. Last question, friends. I think you're going to like this one. The richest dog in the world bought a mansion from Madonna.
Probably true. And it was probably that dog that wasn't legally blonde. I forgot the name of the dog. I think it's Scouser or whatever, Bowser, or that one.
Fix is going true. Sam Gelo, what do you think? The richest dog in the world bought a mansion from Madonna.
Such a formy question. Such a formy question. I'll go for true.
True. All right.
There was a Maltese who inherited her owner's fortune. So I think
Something
it's true.
Like that.
You think it's true?
Yeah.
Wow. It is true, friends. The richest dog in the world is the fourth generation, Gunther the Fourth. He's a German Shepherd. Gunther's dad's dad was a German Shepherd as well. Do you know what Gunther is worth?
What?
Just to make us all depressed, $375 million.
No, man.
The dog bought a mansion from Madonna. The dog lives in Madonna's old house.
You know what? It's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
More
Sam Gelo, you are a champ.
That's more important. Samkelo, we love you. Thank you for 9 years,
Thank
dude.
Thank you so much for incredible years, guys. We'll miss you so much.
We're going to miss you too, dude. Thanks for listening. You're going to catch us tomorrow one more time, huh?
Yes, definitely. I'm listening in.
And then I want that photograph of a cold beer from the Rat and Parrot in celebration. Shout out, Graham's time.
Shout out. Mwah, mwah, mwah.